From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Israeli authorities have begun distributing deportation notices to thousands of African migrants. VOA's Robert Berger, who's in Jerusalem, explains.
The deportation order amounts to an ultimatum. The migrants can accept $3,500 and leave voluntarily, or they will face imprisonment. Israeli officials say the Africans are threatening the Jewish character of the state and blame them for rising crime and a deteriorating quality of life in South Tel Aviv. An Israeli who lives in South Tel Aviv, Mai Golan, says the migrants must go. She says Jewish residents are afraid to walk the streets where they are harassed and sometimes robbed, raped, or attacked by the Africans.
Seoul officials say North Korea plans to send a high-level delegation led by its nominal head of state to South Korea this week. The planned visit by Kim Jong-nam, the head of the North's parliament, comes as the two Koreas are pressing ahead in a set reconciliation step ahead of this month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence embarks on a trip this week to Northeast Asia meant to enhance his profile. He plans to visit as many as 10 countries this year and to help counter North Korea's charm offensive at the Winter Olympics. A spokesperson says that Pence's presence will be due to his grave concerns that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will hijack the messaging around the Olympics. The North Koreans, he said, have been master manipulators in the past. It's a murderous state, according to the spokesperson. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities continue to sift through the scene of a deadly train derailment that occurred early in the U.S. state of South Carolina. Two people have been killed and more than 100 people have been hospitalized. The passenger train with nearly 150 people on board collided with the freight train early Sunday, then derailed. It was traveling between New York and Miami when the accident occurred. It's considered the worst ever loss of life on the tiny South Pacific archipelago of Kiribati. It's the sinking of an inter-island ferry in January that's thought to have claimed at least 81 lives. Phil Mercer reports from VOA in Sydney.
An international search effort involving New Zealand, Australia and the United States was abandoned Friday. Local boats will continue the search, but the expectation is they'll be looking for bodies, not survivors. Former Kiribati President Anote Tong says such a loss of life is a terrible blow.
This is by far the biggest disaster in terms of numbers. It shocked the nation. The brightest of the island. These are the ones that go to school, have managed to go to school. And so it will be a very significant impact.
The ferry left on January 18 for what was supposed to have been a routine two-day trip covering 260 kilometres, but it never arrived at Kiribati's main island of Tarawa.
Protesters from across Greece gathered in Athens' main square Sunday to protest against a potential Greek compromise and a dispute with neighboring Macedonia over the former Yugoslav Republic's official name. Manos Georgiou is one of the protesters. We are trying to show the politicians and the whole political establishment of the country that they must not give up the name Macedonia. We aren't interested in them changing their constitution or anything else. They must concede the name Macedonia. That's what we want, and we want them to understand. Hundreds of buses were chartered to bring protesters from across the country to the Greek capital. While more were arriving on ferries from the islands, traffic was so blocked throughout the city center, while three major subway stops were also closed. Russia's defense ministry says one of its planes was shot down near a Syrian rebel-held town. Multiple witnesses say the pilot was killed after opening fire on rebels trying to capture him. Turkey's military says it suffered its single deadliest day in its offensive against Syrian militias in northern Syria. Now, in retaliation, Turkey said that its jets later struck Kurdish targets within the area. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.